Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Brand Burrow Podcast, where we dive into the good, the bad, and the ugly world of marketing, inspiring businesses to brand, engage, and connect with their target audience. The Brand Burrow is brought to you by the women-led marketing agency, Fox & Forth. Buckle up. You are in for a ride.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Brand Burrow. It has been a hot minute since we've seen you, but we are happy to see you once again. Today, we are talking about building a personal brand. We have two really awesome guests with us today, and I'm so excited to introduce one of them. Jessica Dirksen is the founder of Habitual Professional Development, and she is a dynamic force in the coaching industry. Jessica is dedicated to empowering individuals and organizations to reach and surpass ambitious goals. Her transformative approach and commitment to fostering success make her a leading figure in the realm of personal and professional development. Through her work, Jessica not only shapes high-achieving individuals, but also contributes to building resilient and thriving organizations. As a certified health, life, and business coach, Jessica brings a unique blend of expertise to her transformative work. Thanks for joining us today, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and as you see, there is another person in the room today, and I have the pleasure of introducing Heather Bowie. With previous experience owning a small business and chartered professional accountants, Heather has leveraged her financial expertise to assist individuals in various stages of homeownership. Be it be their first purchase, expanding their family space, discovering their forever home, or venturing into real rental properties, Heather's passion lies in making a difference in lives by empowering and educating to ensure clients make informed decisions that lead to lasting happiness in their home mortgage choices. Welcome, Heather. We are so happy to have you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
And if you guys didn't notice, we also have another addition to the Fox & Forth team that is joining us today. Mihaela, give everyone a big hello.
Hello.
Mihaela's a new member to our team. She is our resident graphic designer and brand specialist, so she'll have lots to weigh in on today. Now, ladies, I know that when I invited you to be on the Brand Burrow, there was a little bit of hesitancy, but I chose you two because you guys really do stand out online. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about standing out online. Who right now is like keeping you guys motivated? And maybe I'll go to Heather first.
Keeping me motivated. I feel like I follow fun people. I'm a big fan still of Jillian Harris.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you didn't know that that's the direction I was going to go with this.
No, not at all, but keep going.
I don't know. I just think it's really cool what she's built. And so I love how personable she is. And I think that's where I'd like to go with this whole idea of like a personal brand and what she's created.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I think that's like,
That's where I'm going to go with this.
Yeah, no, I really do think that's huge though. Right. Like you follow someone that, I don't know, maybe you'll like never meet, but
probably not
have a connection to them because of their personality, which is like super crazy.
Yeah. No?
I think like I do the same. Like I follow Mel Robbins, and like one time she had reshared my share, and I think like now I'm a forever fan because, oh my god, like someone like Mel Robbins like shared my content, like what, that's so crazy. So I mean, just little things like that, like, you know, I probably watch her every day. Jess, what about you?
I think, I mean, if you were to look at my feed, there's a lot of dog content, but beyond that, I think like the people I follow most are people who just seem real, like authentic. So Mel Robbins, I love her content. She's huge. Brendon Burchard, Rachel Hollis. Those are kind of like in the motivational space. The people I like to follow, I kind of align with their thinking. And then I just love to follow a lot of health content because health is like a big part of stuff that I talk about. It's a big thing that's passionate to me. So I follow a lot of different content on health to learn different things and also just to see people's different perspectives around health, because it's such a huge topic and there's so much controversy. So I like to see that, but I just like fun stuff. I follow a lot of good memes. Like, that just motivates me to want to look at social media, just the funny, goofy things. But brand wise, yeah, just brands that feel real and true, and they just show up authentically. So whatever space they're in, as long as they feel real to me, those are kind of what motivates me on my social media.
Yeah, for sure. Mihaela, do you have one that you follow?
Ooh, I follow a girl named Abby Connick. She's like a graphic designer from London, and she like started teaching graphic designers, I guess, like her whole process. And I just think it's really cool that she took like what she's really good at and turned it into like educating other people in her industry rather than like competing with them, I guess.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Dana, yeah.
Ooh, I know, like, I follow Mel Robbins, too. I love her content.
Like, we're all like Mel Robbins, man.
Yeah, man. Like, it is her perspective on things. She offers a fresh perspective, and I think that's what keeps drawing me back to her. Because, you know, she'll talk about, like, crummy situations that happen to everybody, whether it's, like, personal life or work life or whatever, and then she just offers a way of looking at it so it's not so doom and gloom. And like, I just really appreciate that, because I feel like it's important to not be pessimistic, surprise, surprise, but it's also good to kind of know that, hey, this person with a massive audience also experiences, you know, the crummy parts of being a human being. Like, it's not polished, if you know what I mean. So that's one thing that definitely keeps me coming back to her, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that you guys can maybe connect with this now that, like, you know, TikTok has become such a big thing. But it's funny that no longer are we like, yeah, I love Nike because Nike's Instagram is so great. Like, now we're talking about like individual people that like are actually becoming huge brands in themselves based on just like their personality and how candid they are, which is crazy as a marketer to actually fathom that. But all right, I have another question coming up for you guys. I'm going to start with Jess this time. Where did it all start with creating your personal brand?
I guess probably when I started a business. So being in the coaching space, I really am my brand, like, as kind of cliche as that sounds, but I really am on my business, on my brand. So I think that's when I really started to get clear and more specific of how I wanted to show up online. And of course, it's changed over the years. And as I've evolved and business has evolved, it's kind of, that's also changed and grown with me. But I really think that's probably when I started to put more effort into what I was putting online and making it more intentional. And again, like, really just aligning with who I am. So I'm showing up in a way that feels real and true to me.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And Heather, I know that you like even do some like influencing and stuff. So why don't you like tell us a little bit about like your journey there?
Well, I feel like I was probably like anti wanting to even be out on social media or anything like that probably until about a year and a half ago. Like, I didn't even have a Facebook account at all, so I had to create all of that. I mean, obviously I've leaned heavily on you to help me with that, and now I'm kind of slowly getting into this space and wanting to be like, okay, what is it that I'm comfortable with putting out there? What do I want to be known for? And wanting to be, I guess, yeah, authentic to myself. And yeah, who am I? What do I want to be known for? And what am I attracted to? And I guess getting out there into like that influencer space, I don't want to be called that, but I do want to, like, I guess, align myself with other businesses that I enjoy going to and support them, so that it's like a real relationship, and that it's like, yeah, genuine, I guess, support that I have for them, and that it's not going to be something that's fake.
Right? No, I mean, like, fair enough. And maybe I'll open this up to the floor to whoever wants to speak on this, but do you feel like sometimes when you guys are online or you see other people online and you're like, yeah, they're definitely like just doing it for likes or clicks, or they're kind of getting lost in the sauce?
I'll pipe in right here. I think, yeah. And I find that, you know, being somebody who has been in the social space for quite some time, if you know what to look for, it stands out like a sore thumb. I mean, there's a lot of people that pull a lot of stunts online, and you can tell, like, it's not just like, oops, I leaked this by accident. Like, no, there was intention behind that. We can all see it. We see you. But, you know, of course, and then that's kind of what makes it really nice when you do come across somebody who is genuine, who wants to be a human being online and not just doing things for the clicks.
Right. Yeah. Have you guys ever felt the pressure of doing stuff just to go viral or get likes?
Yeah, I go viral. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, could I go viral? I don't think I haven't experienced that. So I don't know. Sorry, Jessica, you go.
No, I was just gonna say, I think, like, especially when I first started really using social media, and again, it was aligned with my business, like that was what everyone's advice was: get on social media, you need to be seen, da, da, da. And like, really, majority of my business doesn't actually come from there, so it was a lie. And I use it just for connection and education. But yeah, I think there was, people always put that pressure on, you have to be seen, you have to be out there. And like, I also haven't gone viral. So I mean, I don't feel like I need to, I don't need that pressure. And would it be cool? Great, if the message gets across. But yeah, I don't need to live to that pressure.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I think like there's tons of businesses that get business off of social media, right? I think there's a certain way to do that. But I think you're right. Like, social media now more than ever is probably used as someone's business card, right? Like, no longer are people going to Google to see if your business is open. Like, they're going to Instagram to like get an integrated version of you. They want to know how you talk, what you look like, what you're talking about. Are they aligned with you, right? Like, Google is just a place where people can go and now leave a review. And now people are going to social media to dig into like who you really are, which is like a crazy thought in itself, right?
Totally. And I think like another thing too with people going to Instagram, I know from like, this is me personally, and if anybody else feels this, you know, speak up. But I think if I'm looking at a business, for example, like restaurants, I'll look at their Instagram to see if they're still open or if there's like anything going on there. And I'll go to their Google to find out how to get there. Like, that's pretty much what I'm using Google for, not for like learning about this restaurant or what it is. I go to Instagram because there's probably a picture or a video of noodles or something, and it just like drew me in entirely.
Yeah. No, I would never go to someone's website now. I would just go to their social media. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know. Do you guys still go to websites?
I do. Like for menus and stuff.
Okay, yeah, the menu. Okay, fair enough. Do you find yourself, Heather, navigating to websites?
Not often going to websites. I definitely probably stay more on social media, and I'm probably more comfortable on Instagram, like from a social media platform. That's like my go-to. Facebook, I'm still, I'm like, meh, whatever. And TikTok, I'm like, I can't. I don't get
okay,
it.
Okay, so that brings me to a great question. What platforms are you guys loving? Like, where do you find, what platform is your home? Let's put it that way. Jess, I'll start with you.
Instagram for sure. I feel most comfortable on it, using it. Like, I probably just use it the most. It's where I see like a lot of the influencers that I like and the content that I like. I do love TikTok. I haven't created a video in a while, but I love TikTok videos, especially just like funny ones, dog ones, all of that stuff. But I love using Instagram more. And I have Facebook, but I rarely use it. Is it still being used?
That's a great question.
I never even really go on it and check in. I don't know if that's, if it's a good platform to even be using.
I think there's a place and time for Facebook, right? Like, I think everyone has Facebook for staying in touch with family and things like this. But Dana, where are you ending up?
I'm an Instagram girl, 100%. Like, that's kind of where I spend the majority of my time on social media, I think. Okay. Like, Facebook comes in at a close second. And Heather, I feel you on that TikTok thing. Like, I could not, I just can't get behind it. I don't know. Even though, like, if you really think about it, Reels on Instagram and TikToks are kind of, like, competing with each other. I just, like, TikTok's not the space for me.
Fair enough. Mahila, where are you ending?
I'm honestly like a mix of everything from like Facebook. I like using the marketplace as like one of my favorite places to shop. and then also using like the groups and communities. Like, I do a lot of like pottery. So there's like 10,000 pottery groups on Facebook that I love like seeing different techniques on. And then also like, yeah, Instagram, TikTok, and a lot of Pinterest.
Oh yeah.
Pinterest. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm not really a Pinteresty. I mean, like, you guys know I'm TikTok all day long. Like, I will preach TikTok to the high heavens. But okay. And then Heather, you said you land on Instagram.
That's totally on Instagram all day long.
Okay. Well, sounds like Instagram is kind of taking the cake in this group for sure. But I have another question for you guys, because I do see you all the time on Instagram, and I see you guys working so hard to build your personal brands. Can you like maybe tell me, and maybe Heather, I'll go to you first on this one, what kind of challenges do you face as you try and build your brand online?
I think like challenge is probably a little bit imposter syndrome. Like, you know, you see what other people do, it's like, oh, I can't do that. So that's probably some of it. Definitely content, because I mean, I want to make sure that I'm still relevant and not boring, because who wants to hear about mortgages? Like, how creative can I make mortgages?
Right.
And like, how much is, I always wonder, like, how much is too much when I'm posting stuff? Because like, at what point do you get to be annoying with it? And then trying to find that balance between providing personal information and just business information, because I, what I'm putting out there, especially when you think of like a personal brand, is like, I just want to be able to empower and educate. I'm not out there to like just sell. It's just empower and educate. That's all that it is. And so then, yeah, where do I mix in that personal so that people see I'm a person too?
Right. Yeah. And like, I think like going back to even the very first question I asked you guys about, like, why do you like these influencers? Who are you following? Like, they are so personable. Like, sometimes they are talking about stories you would never want to share online. And, but we're all there watching and listening, right?
Yeah. Well,
what's the balance?
I'm in this weird space too. So I have like teenage daughters. And so we're trying to teach them, oh, don't share this on social media. Don't do this. Don't do this. And then how do I go as, you know, an adult myself being like, I'm going to share all of this stuff on social media. Like, I don't know. It's, where's that balance?
Yeah, no, fair enough. Jess, do you face much of the same?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of the challenge is just like myself, right? Putting myself out there, how much to share, how often, time. Like, I often feel, I mean, that's a lie, because I spend time watching and looking at Instagram, but I could be like creating more content, I'm sure. But that's mostly the biggest challenge, is like the imposter syndrome, or who wants to hear what I have to say? What if no one cares? And so working through that. And also, I think I'm really funny in my head. And then I make a video and I watch it. I'm like, okay, you're not that funny. You can't post that. So there's a lot of that too, right? That, okay, I'm going to spend time and energy in something. And then you're like, oh, this isn't good. And then you just want to give up. So yeah, it's a lot of mindset stuff, I think, that gets in the way.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think like Mahila and Dana, you guys don't post that much on social media, right? They're like, no,
like, never.
Well, Dana, you have a pretty strong following, right?
Yeah. In my spare time, I'm a concert and event photographer. So if there's events and concerts happening, I'm posting like all the time. But when I'm not, I'm not. If anything, I'm sharing like ridiculous reels to my stories, and that's kind of the majority of posting that I'll do. But yeah, I mean, there's times where, you know, with concerts and events and stuff, you can't really control your environment, especially with photography. If there is anybody out there listening who is a photographer, you will understand the pain. But, you know, sometimes I'll want to post about a show that I just shot and the pictures are garbage. Like, they're not great. They don't look awesome. They're not typically like at my level and standard of perfectionism. And sometimes, yeah, it gets a little kind of, you know, heebies my jeebies to post something that I'm not completely satisfied with, but I also kind of want to post so people know that I am still doing it. And, you know, if people are coming through town, then they can hire me to shoot their show. So it's kind of almost like a double-edged sword in that way. You want to post because you want people to see you. You want people to realize that, yes, you are still doing your thing. You're still relevant. But if it's not quite what you want it to be, then it's kind of makes it difficult.
Yeah, no, I get it. And like, take it from someone who's went viral for like something they didn't want to go viral for. It's like, it sucks because you never know what's going to hit, right? So I think like after that, I was way more careful about my content that I put out there. But okay, so like we all have a little bit of struggles when it comes to putting content out there. But what do you think sets you guys apart as personal brands in your industry? Because like obviously, Jessica, coaching is, there's so many coaches out there, right? Like, yeah, I could go on Google right now and there'd probably be 100 listings. But like, what do you think is setting you apart right now?
I think just like me as a person, right? Like bringing my own take on what I do, my own, a lot of the posts that I post about and the topics I post about come from coaching conversations I have or questions clients bring up. So it's just kind of real, raw information. And I think just being like me just showing up as my authentic self. So not coming, you know, with a script and trying to figure out like, blah, 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 like trying to be perfect all the time, like just being real, raw. And I think that's what can set anybody apart, as long as you stay true to who you are and you're not trying to be someone that you're not or try and share information that you really have no business sharing. So I really think that's it. Cause like you said, coaching's huge. Every time I open my phone, there's another coach on my Instagram or on my feed, right? So it's just, how do you stay true to who you are so that people can just know, like, and trust you as a person?
Yeah. And honestly, like, that's probably just your algorithm. I was just saying that there aren't a ton of coaches that are showing up in my feed. So don't feel pressure. Your competition isn't knocking on everybody's door. And Heather, I'm going over to you with the same question, because obviously we know that, you know, mortgages, it's very competitive. So how are you guys, or are you standing apart from them?
Really wanting just to provide that I guess information, so that people kind of have that like information, so that they're empowered to make decisions, and that it comes across in kind of an informative way. I guess when I do like videos for people, I just want it to come across as like natural, and not that they're being like talked down to, that they just are like, that they feel comfortable just having that conversation with me. Like, I'm a real person too, so let's talk.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to, I guess, convey with them when I kind of do those talking videos, that it just is very easy, that I'm easy to talk to. And that's what's different, is that I'm not going to be using big words or throw a bunch of calculations out at them, you know, that it's just, it's a process that we walk through with them step by step. So.
Right. Yeah, no, for sure. Mihaela, do you have any advice for them as they build their personal brand online?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been brought up a lot, just that authenticity. And I think there's two major like pros to that. Is one, it's going to be easier for you to make your content because you're not as like scripted. You're not like putting that time towards like making the script, it's very like casual and organic. And then the second one is, yeah, you just come off more authentic and people want to follow authentic people because they know they're getting real advice. So yeah, that's the main one, I guess.
No, awesome. So Heather, you've been kind of doing this for a while now. Jess, you've been kind of online for a while now. Is there any advice that you want to give to someone who's maybe starting their coaching business now or starting to get into mortgages now? We'll go to Heather first.
I would say that it's okay to be on a journey. But, you know, it's going to take time, and that, you know, kind of start where you're going to set your goals and then kind of work towards those like baby steps, I guess. And, you know, like decide what your non-negotiables are. And like, I mean, just do what you need to do, determine what that is each day, and then just work towards that every day.
All right, Jess.
Yeah, like in terms of a new coach going into the social media space, I would say be like, figure out what you want to share, like be really clear on the messaging you want to share. So, you know, like I talk a lot about like health and life and, you know, how that all relates. And so what kind of a coach are you? What kind of message do you want? And how do you want people to feel when they hear your messaging? What kind of impact do you want to leave with them? So just kind of clarity around that, I think, is really important. And then you kind of have a plan for everything you do. It's like, well, this is how I want to show up, and this is how I want people to feel. So then your messaging will always kind of align with that.
Yeah, no, fair enough, right? Is there any apps or anything that you guys are using to make your social media journey easier? Video editing apps or script apps or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Heather, what is it?
Well, I do use a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Help me just with like when I'm, especially like long form videos, I just find that that helps me with like keeping like notes and ideas of what I want to say. I also use like Metricool to help me with scheduling my posts. Just from a, like a time, cause I'm huge on time blocking. And I just find then that gets it posted across my platforms. So I appreciate both of those tools, I guess, help me out quite a bit.
Sweet. Yeah.
Well,
Jess, what about you?
In terms of editing video, I've started in the last few months using like Wondershare. So I can put like the video, add music to it. Very new edit, just playing around with it, but I'm loving it. And then you can have like different videos and have like voiceover, which is really cool. So that's a really good app that I use. I've used like ChatGPT for, you know, ideas, of what to do or things to, you know, talk about or scheduling. I don't schedule my posts, although I know I should, because that's why I go so long sometimes without having good, like regular posts. So I will definitely probably look into that app that Heather suggested.
And what was that app again, Heather?
Metricool.
Okay, cool. Well, a new scheduler out there. I've never heard of that one. Jessica, so what is next in your personal brand journey? Is there anything cool that you're doing? Anyone you want to connect with?
I'm starting to do more YouTube videos. So this is like very recent, but it's a big goal of mine this year in terms of kind of expanding my videos is to do more YouTube. So that's where I kind of started using Wondershare. It's really, really fantastic for that as well. So that's probably one of the biggest things I'm working towards right now in terms of growth in terms of my brand.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to watch some Jessica Dirksen YouTube videos.
Yay.
And Heather, what about you? Is there anything new up and coming for you, or you want to connect with someone?
So I would say this year is probably the year of doing some cool collaborations with other businesses. Okay. A couple videos coming out with some other businesses where we're kind of, I guess, working together on where it makes sense, you know, them and kind of mortgage refinancing. So that'll be kind of cool this year. A little bit out of my comfort zone. But hey, you know, kind of got to push yourself. So I'm really excited about that for this year.
Yeah, for sure. Well, ladies, Thank you so much for being on the Brand Bro podcast. We've learned lots from you, and you guys are so inspiring online. So please keep it up because we're watching. And is there any last comments, anyone, that you want to make about these two ladies?
I just think it's cool that you guys are like doing the thing. You know, it's like Brittany said, it's inspirational. It's awesome to see two people who are in very different niches, I guess, very different kind of businesses and whatnot. It's just cool to see that you're really able to, you know, grab it and run with it. So, I mean, keep up the good work, girls. You guys are killing it.
Thank you. And I think there's like a lot of opportunities, like with a lot of the tools that we have at this time. And I think your space can like, can really use some people to like push out your content, because I think there's a lot of people that don't. So looking forward to seeing what you guys have.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Well, that concludes today's podcast about building your personal brand online. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Jessica. It was awesome to have you guys on.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Brand Bro Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Also, you can learn more about Box & Forth by visiting our website, www.boxandforth.com. That's FOXANDFORTH.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.